down, everyone. All right. Quiet. Be quiet. Okay. Well, thank you all for coming out tonight for our ceiling fan crew Christmas Eve party. It's been a real honor to have so many of you here, especially since, you know, ordinarily you'd probably all rather spend this holiday with your families.
Family get-togethers are pretty terrible and awkward anyway, am I right? Who needs them? I mean, you always end up discovering things that you never knew you had. For some people, it might be the Christmas spirit, but for me, it's usually allergies or uncles, am I right? What's the deal with that? No, but seriously, here at The Ceiling Fan, we value Christmas more than anything. Or anyone. Especially our interns. Am I right? I kid. All right. I hope everybody's having a fun time. On a serious note and a sincere one, I just want to say that it's a real treat for you guys to all come out and celebrate with The Ceiling Fan and honor this long-kept tradition. And before we close out the evening, I'd just like to wrap up with a quick word of prayer, if you guys don't mind. Dear Santa, I just wanted to thank you for all the presents that you bring every year. And please, bring lots more this year. And make it snow on Christmas. Every Christmas. For everyone. Amen.
Amen?
Well, good night, everybody. And thanks so much again for coming out. And please, drive safe. All right.
Hey, Ethan, what exactly was that?
Oh, hey, Phil.
That was really weird and kind of blasphemous.
What? You didn't like my speech? What are you talking about? I thought I kept it pretty respectful. I mean, I even cut out the bit about the three interns bringing gold, frankincense, and coffee.
No, I'm talking about the Santa thing. You can't say stuff like that.
Why not?
Well, people tend to get a little bit uneasy when you start making comedic prayers to fictional characters.
Phil, I was being sincere. I think I made that really clear. I mean, I specifically said that I was going to be sincere, and that I was. I do not use the word sincere lightly. I mean, I just discovered that word like a week ago, and I would never undermine its usefulness.
Wait, hold on. No, you know, Ethan, do you still believe in Santa Claus?
Well,
hey guys, what's going on over here?
This faithless Grinch is trying to ruin Christmas for everyone.
Ruin Christmas? Phil?
Oh, no, I was just trying to explain something to Ethan. Could you guys back me up here?
Phil doesn't believe in Santa Claus.
He doesn't believe in Santa Claus? Phil!
I'm sure we can figure this out, guys.
Figure what?
No. I don't want this Scrooge getting my house on the naughty list. If you guys want to talk some sense into him, which I highly suggest you do, then take it outside. But we don't need any of that bad Christmas spirit around here.
But this is my house.
Go!
Wow, it's been a while since I've seen Ethan blow up at you like that. Or, yeah, it really hasn't been that long, but
I don't know what's wrong with him.
I guess Christmas is just really important to him.
I think this goes a little bit deeper than just Christmas spirit. I mean, we fixed that for him almost every year for the last 8 years.
Okay, so he's taking it a little far. That prayer thing was definitely too far. But I think it would mean a lot to him if you could try to play along.
Play along? Like, lie? This isn't one of his wacky scripts, dude. Apparently he actually believes in Santa.
Oh, I'm sorry, Phil. I didn't realize that you had enacted a strict no-lying policy. Is manipulation suddenly beneath you, Mr. McAllister Park?
All right, I get it. What do you have in mind?
Okay, Ethan's staying with you for Christmas Eve, right?
Yeah, I think he said his mom had a meeting or a date or something tonight. You know, I just realized she's kind of a bad mother.
I know, it seems crazy. But I grew out of all that in my own time, too, and I still pretended for years after just for fun. That's probably all Ethan's doing anyways.
Fun?
Yeah, Phil, it's this thing normal people do. You should give it a try sometime. Anyway, earlier tonight, Ethan told me he hadn't seen his dad in years, man. Like, I don't even think he knows who his dad even is. Dude, Santa is all the little guy's got. Just try for tonight, for Ethan.
Ugh, fine.
Anyway, that was the first time I thought I saw one of the Ylvisvanarnir Christmas trolls. They actually come all 13 days leading up to Christmas in Iceland and either leave toys or play pranks, depending on how good the kids are.
Wow, so that's kind of like Santa's elves. I guess that's pretty cool. A forest story.
Exactly. It's a common misconception that Santa does the gift-giving for the entire world. I only learned the truth when I was visiting my half-Icelandic great-uncle when I was 6 5/8.
Who's ready to put out some milk for Santa tonight?
And don't forget Twinkies. Santa loves Twinkies.
Actually, James and I have a double date to catch.
A double date with two beautiful toboggans and some fresh slopes.
Ah, yeah.
High five.
All right, well, we'll see you guys.
Peace out.
Peace.
Phil, come on, man. You don't have to put on this act. I know you don't believe in Santa.
I'm not acting.
Well, it doesn't matter, because by tomorrow, you will.
What do you mean?
Well, I wasn't going to tell you my secret plan, but I guess I will. I've set up a GoPro somewhere in this room, which is going to run all night long, and by morning, will prove to you that Santa is real.
Go put on your Christmas PJs and let's read The Night Before Christmas. All right, y'all ready, buddy?
Yeah, I guess.
'Twas the night before Christmas, when all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse.
Phil?
Huh?
How does Santa get down the chimneys?
Same way I get through doors.
Oh.
The children were nestled all snug in their beds.
Phil, how does the sleigh fly?
It's magic or something. I don't know. Anyway.
But what about apartment buildings? Where does it land? On the very top floor, and then he has to climb down all those stairs? And how does Santa get into the houses without any alarms going off?
Ethan, sometimes believing stupid stuff means you just have to believe it.
You believe in Santa, don't you, Phil?
Of course I believe in Santa. We met him up at the North Pole that one time, didn't we?
No, Phil, that was Elf Phil. You weren't on that adventure. You just played him in the script that I wrote.
Oh, right. It's kind of hard to keep up straight. You know what? Let's just call it a night. Good night, Ethan.
Phil?
Yes?
What's a kerchief and die?
What?
You know, in the story you just read. Ma and her kerchief and die. In my cap.
Her kerchief. It's like a Kleenex that you can keep on using.
Oh. That's gross.
Good night, Ethan. I don't know. He still seems super upset.
I thought he might still have a hard time after his breakdown earlier. Sweet jump, Aaron. You flippin' flew that time.
Not only that, but he set up a camera to prove to me that Santa's real. I feel like he's going to be even more upset in the morning.
Wait, fly. Phil, I've got an idea. Maybe we can still cheer Ethan up. Are you down for some serious Christmas cosplay and extreme tobogganing?
I guess. What do you have in mind?
Sugar plums and berry. Santa Claus is real, Phil doesn't believe.
What? What was that? What? Santa? Santa? Oh no! I killed Santa!
No, Ethan, it's just me, Phil.
No, it can't be.
Yes, Ethan, it can.
It's impossible! You've been Santa the whole time?
No, Ethan,
It all makes sense now. The agency, the band tour, it was all a cover for you as Santa.
Ethan, dude, seriously.
No, Phil, it's okay. I can keep a secret. Wait, but now that I knocked you off the roof, why, that means I'm Santa. I'll have to take over in your place. I'm the new Santa Claus, as goes the old ancient Santa Claus. You know, like the last line of a contract.
What on earth are you talking about?
This is so great, Phil. I always knew that Santa and the Tooth Fairy and all those guys were real. But I never suspected that I was real.
Huh?
The Santa Claus. Here, give me the coat.
That costume is way too big for you.
What's this? Is this a kerchief and die?
No, it's a hat, Ethan. Stop blowing your nose with it.
Wow. I can feel the transformation taking place already. I think I'm starting to grow a beard, even.
Ethan, that's the same peach fuzz you've had since No Shave November last year.
Whoa, sweet jump, Santa.
Are you okay?
And you guys! Why, you guys must have been Santa's elves all along! I can't believe it! I mean, what are the odds that two of the interns that I ended up hiring both turned out to be Santa's elves?
Mjolis Fionarnir, but yeah, sure.
Well, come on, guys. It looks like we got a full night ahead of us. The children of Shipshawana need us.
This isn't what we had planned.
Just play along, man. Here's your big chance to try some of that fun you've heard so much about.
But...
Fine. Stay here. But you're missing
we'll
out.
We'll drop them off later tonight. Literally.
Well, what's that supposed to mean?
Just foreshadowing. Don't worry about it.
On Aaron. On Justin. To the tops of the Porsches. To the tops of the halls. Dash away. Come on. Pull the sleigh, guys.
Oh,
dash
okay.
away all.
Guess we should have seen that coming.
I just don't know why the neighbors reacted so poorly. We used to sneak into each other's houses all the time in my Amish community and borrow tools and stuff. He was gonna leave them gifts.
I guess culture has declined a lot since the Amish days, Aaron. It's a shame.
I guess we better go get Phil.
Oh, I already called him. He's gonna meet us at the police station to bust Ethan out.
Sweet. I haven't got to go on a good prison break since I was, like, 13 and had to bust out my Indian spirit brother.
Whoa.
Hello, and welcome to your local police station. All right, who are you kids supposed to be?
We're your worst nightmare.
Mjolis Fionarnir.
With attitude.
They're just kidding, sir. We're here to get Ethan Daniels.
Okay, kid. Ethan Daniels it is?
No, it's Santa Claus.
Very funny. I need to make sure this birth certificate is yours. Let's try this again. Can I get your full name, please?
The Count of Monte Kringle.
Huh?
Nicole.
Kid.
Sinter's Claw. The man in white. The great bearded apple.
These guys paid your bail, kid. The Morgan said they settled and they aren't pressing charges, so you're free.
Come on, Ethan. Let's get out of here.
Bro, we were about to go totally ham on those officers if they didn't comply quietly. We would have gone straight up ham. Maybe even had some passive-aggressive remarks and stuff.
I was this close to leaving a piece of coal on that guy's desk. I was afraid that might be going a little too far.
Well, that was a lovely way to spend Christmas Eve. I think we've all learned something, haven't we?
Yeah, I can't believe those guys had the audacity to try to ruin Christmas. Whatever happened to serve and protect? I was trying to serve those people in that house that I'd broken into. I mean, who's less threatening than Santa Claus? I don't know why they wanted to arrest me, of all people.
That's it, Ethan. I can't do this anymore. There is no Santa Claus.
I know that, Phil.
You know?
Yeah. And I also know that I'm not too young to go to jail anymore. They showed me the birth certificate.
Right.
I guess it just... It's all got to me, Phil. I don't want to grow up. I like believing in Santa and recording scripts about magical adventures and eating Twinkies without getting a potbelly and listening to Adventures in Odyssey and being able to say rude things to people with them just writing it off as bad upbringing and my childlike innocence. No one ever asked me if I wanted to grow up, if I wanted to move past the ignorant bliss of childhood. It's just been sprung on me. It's like I'm not even in control of it, but it's happening to me.
Aw, man, growing up is great. You get to go to college, which is awesome, and meet all kinds of cool people who all understand their social identity way better than you, which is cool, and you try to figure out how to fit into society while taking lots of incredibly hard exams, which are cool and totally fun. And once you get past that constant nagging insecurity that you'll never understand what's going on, things are totally sick. Then you get to start paying bills.
James, you're not helping. Ethan, the important thing is that growing up doesn't mean that you have to stop having fun and doing the things you enjoy, like celebrating Christmas and writing stories or using your imagination. Ethan, we all love those creative parts of you, and we would never want to see them go away just because you got older. Being a grown-up is about taking on the things you weren't capable of handling when you were a kid. And sure, that does mean some responsibility, but it also comes with something else. Wisdom. Christmas was never just about getting gifts from some old fat guy, and I think deep inside, you know that. Christmas is about taking the time to appreciate each other and the gift of life that God has given us.
So, I don't have to stop doing the Ceiling Fan podcast?
Nope.
Even if I grow up?
It's okay, Ethan. You'll always be 16 to us. My Aunt Gartha's been 37 for the last 20 years.
But that brings up an even bigger question that I'm sure, Phil, you'll be able to give me a perfect answer for. If Santa's not real, and I've never seen him, how can Jesus be real if I've never seen him either?
Ethan, believing isn't seeing. Believing is something you should do based on whether or not something has sufficient evidence to be worth claiming to be true. For example, you didn't see me come here, but you do see me here. So you can assume that I've made the journey here based on the fact that I've arrived. The historical evidence for the resurrected Savior is actually one of the most sufficiently documented and verifiable historical facts ever recorded.
That's kind of deep, dude.
I sat in on some lectures when my oldest sister was in seminary. I missed the last couple, though, because I was getting ready for my bar mitzvah.
I'm tired, guys. And things are getting a little too serious around here.
I think we've all had a pretty full night. We should get some sleep.
Merry Christmas.
Nutty Dad.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
And to all a good night.
Sorry I'm a little late. I've just been so stressed out about my son lately. He's been fantasizing about all sorts of ridiculous, silly things. He's 18 years old, and he still believes in Santa Claus. I just don't know what to do with him. When will he stop believing in all those mythical characters made up for kids?
That's okay. You know, I used to believe in that stuff, too. We all grow out of it sooner or later. I'm sure Ethan's just trying to get into the spirit of Christmas.
You think so?
I know so. Or else my name isn't Freezy the Snowboy.
How many ways can I say Merry Christmas? Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
What?
Oh, oh, oh.
Santa? Santa!
Oh, oh, whoa!
Oh, no! I killed Santa Claus!
No, Ethan, it's just me, Phil.
No, no, it can't be.
Yes, Ethan, it can be.
You've been Santa all this time?
No, Ethan, I...
It all makes sense now. The agency, the band tour, it's all a cover for Santa.
Ethan, dude, seriously.
No, Phil, it's okay. I can keep her secret. Wait, but now...
Oh, wait. I'm just James.